Well, our first reading today makes some rather remarkable claims. The sacred writer says that he was given the spirit of wisdom in response to his prayers, and that he esteemed wisdom more than power, and that compared to wisdom, he held riches as nothing. And that he loved wisdom more than health or beauty. Indeed, he even preferred wisdom to light. Wow! Health, wealth, beauty, power, light. He says, none of these are equal in value to wisdom. And yet those things are precisely the things that are most desired and valued by the world. So, what is this wisdom anyway? Let's look at this whole thing closely. Can you think of anybody on our current American scene who has the power of scepters and thrones, as the first reading puts it, and great wealth to boot? Can you think of anybody like that? Who is it? No, I don't have power and wealth. No, sorry. Can anyone think of anybody like that on the current American scene? The president, right? The president has a lot of power. He's the most powerful man in the world, and he has great wealth. What, does he look happy? Okay. So, certainly, whenever we watch movies or TV or look at ads in magazines, we see lots of beautiful people, right? But there are countless good-looking celebrities who don't seem to have their life together. In fact, many of them seem miserable, even to the point of suicide. And good health is indeed a wonderful treasure. But there are plenty of healthy, fit people who are not happy. So why do we allow ourselves to continue to be manipulated into thinking that having a lot of money, or being handsome or beautiful, or being fit and trim, or having power can give us happiness? There's absolutely no evidence, now or anywhere in history, that that is so. But our first reading says that wisdom is to be valued more than any of those things. So again, what does that mean for us? What is wisdom? Well, if we read on in the Holy Scriptures, we find that it is revealed in the New Testament that Jesus is wisdom incarnate. And so St. Paul will write to the Christian community at Philippi words that echo our first reading. And this is what he says. Whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ to know him and the power of his resurrection. Okay, well, let's take a look at the man in our gospel today. Now, this is a guy that you would think had got it made, right? I mean, he's a moral, upright man, and he has great possessions. He's got it made. But even he senses that his riches aren't enough. They're not satisfying him because he wants something else. He wants eternal life. Well, I have no idea what he thought that meant. Maybe the fountain of youth or something. But John tells us in his gospel, chapter 17, verse 3, that eternal life is to know God and his Son, his Word, his wisdom, Jesus Christ. And so that's what Jesus understood eternal life to be. And so that makes Jesus' response to this man more understandable. Because if we want to know God, that is, have eternal life, we have to follow Jesus. And with Jesus, it's all or nothing. Now, that's not unreasonable. Because, I mean, look at all the people who are chasing after health and wealth and power and beauty. Think of all the time and energy they put into the pursuit of those things. For them, it's all or nothing. But if we can only look beyond the things of this earth and admit the fact that someday all of us will die, all of those things, health, wealth, power, beauty, will not endure. And yet Jesus, who promises abundant life, is the beginning and the end. And knowing and loving him will be eternal life. So let's look at the most popular female saint, Thérèse of Lisieux, who died in 1897. Thérèse came from a comfortable, bourgeois French family. She was a healthy young woman, and she was pretty. So she had health, wealth, and beauty. But she did what the man in the gospel couldn't do. She left it all and enclosed herself in a discalced Carmelite monastery for the rest of her life. Because she recognized, like St. Paul did, that Jesus' incarnate wisdom was the prize to be valued above everything else. And she gave it all for that. Now, as a young nun in the monastery, in the cloister, Thérèse contracted tuberculosis. And even though the end of her life at the age of 24 was marked by excruciating pain, she testified to a deep, abiding joy. So let's look at the most popular male saint, Francis of Assisi. As a young man, he had beauty and wealth. And he also left it all. In fact, he esteemed poverty so much because it tore down any obstacles that could get between him and the greatest treasure for him, which was to know and follow Christ. And St. Francis had a joy which transcended all the sufferings that his life would bring him. And there were many. So, do we have the joy of the saints? If not, it might be perhaps because we've let ourselves become so absorbed in the pursuit of pleasure or of acquiring wealth and power that we have left little time to know Christ. As our first reading says, he, incarnate wisdom, in his company are all good things. And that is what St. Paul and St. Thérèse and St. Francis and Archbishop Romero and Pope Paul VI all recognized is the supreme good, to know Christ. And that is the way of wisdom. Amen.